Kathy, you have a great story about how you became an artist full time. Would you share that, please?
Sure. I decided probably about 8 or 9 years ago that I was fed up with my corporate job, and I pretty much quit on the spot and decided, okay, this is it. Try it now or never, you know, so that's just what I did. I started doing my art, trying to push it, trying to sell it, and still do the same today.
What kind of corporate job did you leave?
I was in the IT profession in a company here in Pasadena.
Can't compare to what I see here.
No, not at all. No.
How did you first realize that art was what you really wanted to do?
Well, I've always colored, drawn ever since I was little, ever since I could remember. And I've just always done it. It progressed into painting. And when I started painting on canvas, it's like, that was it. That's what I loved. That's what I love to do the most.
Fast forward to today. You yes. left the IT job. We've got this incredible display in front of us here at the Folk Tree Gallery. Tell me about your experience with opening this year, please.
The opening was great. I couldn't believe how many people were here, but then there's always a lot of people here at the openings. It was a lot of fun. I mean, I always get to meet a lot of people, see some old friends, and just to see what everybody else creates is just like, wow, you know, it's great.
Speaking of wow, yes. Let's choose, we have this incredible display of art. I'm interested in your, in the center here, a flutter. First of all, you've chosen a human heart as opposed to what we call a heart shape. Why?
You know, I like the shape of the human heart. However, I'm quite squeamish. So to paint that is kind of funny to me. But I think it just looks awesome and it's real.
It does look awesome. And like you, I kind of go, oh, when I see a body part. But then when you look closely, it's beautiful and you have it surrounded by butterflies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of all a flutter. You know how your heart gets, you know, all a flutter.
You've captured both the beauty and the fact that that's the life force there.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's pick two or three of your favorite mixed media pieces here. And how about you tell me about them?
Oh, well, this is definitely one. The mixed media with the heart and the flowers and the nails and the X-Acto blades. I love to use sharp objects when it comes to love. I just think it's really cool, kind of sad, kind of happy, lots of color. I just think it's awesome.
It really is because you've got nails here, gold nails. You've got silver X-Acto blades, a black background, and then in the middle of this gorgeous heart with roses around it.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's happy and dark at the same time, I think.
We should also point out that another similar but smaller one has nails under it.
Yes, it does. Plus, it has a little glitter. So I thought that was kind of cool. I think there's a few screws in that one, too.
Well, we've all had exes who have a few screws loose. That's very appropriate.
Yes, it is.
Also, I wish you would tell me about the heart with the flame here, this great heart-shaped box you have.
Oh, the Sacred Heart. I just love the Sacred Heart. I just think it's awesome. I love the flames, what it represents, everything about it. So you see lots of Sacred Hearts in what I do.
What's the creative process like for you when you come up with these?
I sit down and I just start to play. With the boxes, there's no rhyme or reason. It's just putting colors together, sitting little elements on top, just seeing what works. It's just on the fly.
When does it surprise you?
Every single time. They never come out like I think they will. I have an idea in my head and they come out similar, but not exactly how I pictured. Sometimes it's better.
I love the one. This is interesting because, again, you've got the human heart in the middle of a glitter field. Please tell me about that one.
It just has to do with color and fun, something different, using things that I have at home, you know, not going out and buying things. That's all it really has to do with. Not a whole lot, and kind of whimsical, too, at the same time, I think.
Tell me about your experience since you have started exhibiting, since you're a full-time working artist. What's been the best and what's been the downside of that?
I would agree with Janet. The best is exhibiting my work. And I think I meet so many people when I exhibit my work and just what they get out of it. It's just like, wow, you know, and that's really awesome. Really what it means to them. The downside is selling. That's hard. That's the hardest part. But just got to keep at it.
What would be the best thing you've learned about selling? Because usually an artist, it's really hard to sell. You're great at creating, and it's hard to market.
Oh, yes, it's very hard to market. That's why I use as many tools as I can. You know, my website, the internet, Facebook. Try to get myself in shops that I think I'll fit in, because I can be kind of picky in that regard. But that's it. Just get out there and push it.
And finally, what would you really like people to take away with them from your display here about the nature of love?
Oh boy, that's a good question. I think just the happiness of it all, the upbeat part of it all. And I hope that's what they get out of this, because I think my art reflects that. I think it's all happy and upbeat. I hope that's what they get.